خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise and thanks is due to Allah, and peace be upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his family and his companion. Inshallah, we are going to continue our class for teaching Tajweed. So I will have the first hour, inshallah, to review Surah Al-Fatiha. So I would like to have the Surah Al-Fatiha posted from anyone has access to the website, please. Surah Al-Fatiha. Sister Layla, the one I sent to you. So may I have it, please? Assalamu alaikum, Sister Layla. Oh, yeah, that's it. Thank you very much. So inshallah, we'll start with Sister Amina to recite Surah Al-Fatiha from the first ayah till the end. So inshallah, you go ahead.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Rahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. So who's going to come? Yeah, be louder next time, please. Who's going to recite next? Brother Jamal, would you like to try to recite Surah Al-Fatiha? I didn't hear you before. So if you are around, you can pick up the mic and go ahead, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. That's good. Sister Sharifa, are you around? Sister, one whole feel. Okay, so after she's done with her lunch or dinner, thank you, Sister Layla, for correcting the way I pronounce this name. One who loves all, mashallah. I love all of you in Allah, inshallah, and may Allah love all of us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. So I will recite Al-Fatiha and I will give you a chance so you can repeat after me, and that may encourage everybody and motivate everybody to recite inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. One more time. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. It seemed that Sister Selma like to try. Okay, go ahead, Sister.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Irrahman Irrahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Nabudu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Iddin Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Adhina Namta Alayhim Bayal Magdibi Alayhim Maladolim.
Jazakallahu Khairan. That's good. So we would like to hear more brother and sisters here. Sister Anita, are you around? Go ahead, please.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmid إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Can't do it long enough.
جزاك الله خيرا. That's very good. So who's next, inshallah? Who's next? I'm still waiting. Who's next? So, I would like to listen to Sister Amina again. And give me a chance when you recite so I can give a comment after each verse, please.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Go on.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Try to be closer to the mic. رب العالمين.
رب العالمين.
ما شاء الله. Go on.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Go on.
مالك يوم الدين.
مالك يوم الدين. Make sure that you say مالك. مالك يوم الدين.
مالك يوم الدين.
ما شاء الله. That's perfect. Go on.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Listen to me again. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Go on.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
ما شاء الله. الصراط المستقيم.
الصراط المستقيم.
Go on.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غيري المغضوب عليهم ولا
You can stop after صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم and then you can continue again. So can you say أنعمت عليهم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
Sorry, I had my fingers on the wrong key. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
Just try to focus on أنعمت عليهم.
أنعمت عليهم.
One more time, please.
أنعمت عليهم.
أنعمت عليهم.
أنعمت عليهم.
That's very good. غير المغضوب.
غير المغضوب.
المغضوب عليهم.
المغضوب عليهم.
ما شاء الله. Now you can say غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Take a deep breath and try to start from غير المغضوب.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
ما شاء الله. I am very proud of you, Sister Amina. Within 1 week, now you recite Al-Fatiha. And last week, you had like a lot of problems. ما شاء الله. You did it very good. And I wish we can give you a prize for that. So may Allah, inshallah, reward you. As I mentioned before, I would like to have many people here in this site. Similar to Sister Amina, who come forward and practice and recite. And after that, they can teach it to others. This is the way how to learn the recitation. If you stay away and you say, okay, I'm doing very good and I don't need to practice that, the reason of having this lesson is that if you recite in a good way. So when you recite, you got to teach people something. So when they listen to you, they get to understand and to learn something from you. And if you have some mistakes, I am sure everybody, most of people may have this mistakes, so they got to learn something when we correct somebody too. Thank you, Sister Amina. Now we will go to Sister Salma. So I would like to listen to her reciting verse by verse exactly the same way we did before, and give me a time so I can give a comment.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
I would like you to pronounce Ar-Rahim. 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 So just try to say this word. Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahim.
Jazakallahu khairan. Now go to the next ayah. Alhamdulillah.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
The way you connect Ar-Rahman to Ar-Rahim should follow this rule. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So there is no separation. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Jazakallahu khairan. Now, I would like you to pronounce this way. As if you have two Ra. It is not one Ra, but try to pronounce it and make it harder. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Jazakallahu khairan. MashaAllah, your recitation is very good, but I have just a few comments. Go on to the next ayah, please.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Could you say it again? Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
That's very good. Go on.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
Now when you say Iyaka, what you said is Iyaka na'budu. I want you to stress on Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
MashaAllah, you have a good pronunciation, like the way you pronounce the Arabic letter, MashaAllah, is perfect. Go on to the next ayah, please.
Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim.
Now I want to stress the first word. You said Ihdina. It is Ihdina. Ihdina. Ihdina as-sirata. So can you just say this word? Ihdina.
Ihdina.
Jazakallahu khair. That's perfect. Now say the whole verse. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. And when you say ta, try to make it heavy. As-sirata al-mustaqim.
Ihdina الصراط المستقيم.
Jazakallahu khaira. Go on to the next ayah, please.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Try to divide this ayah into two parts. So you can stop after saying صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. And make sure that you connect صراط الذين. Don't separate صراط from الذين. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. Can you start from غير المغضوب. I would like just to listen to these two words. غير المغضوب.
غير المغضوب.
جزاك الله خيرا. Now continue. And when you say ولا الضالين, the rule here, we have to prolong the lengthening after ba for 6 times. What does this mean? You can count this, open your finger, open your hand, your palm, and then having your fingers open, and then count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So this is the lengthening here, and there is no other option. So we have to make it 6 times, not more, not less. So try to have it longer, inshallah. So you can start from غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Take a deep breath and try it. Inshallah, you will make it. Mashallah, your recitation is very good. So that's why I'm trying to stress something more.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. I counted like 4, so if you do it like 2 more times, that will be perfect. ما شاء الله. So can you recite from the Mus'haf, from the Arabic text, or you recite from the transliteration? So you cannot recite from the Arabic text. Is that correct? How many surah can you recite? ما شاء الله. I'm asking about like how many surah can you, Fatiha, Ikhlas, Kafirun, Kawthar, and working on a few others. MashaAllah, that's good. May Allah bless you, inshaAllah. Now we'll go to Brother Jamal. Brother Jamal, are you around? Brother Jamal? Okay, please go ahead and recite and give me a time between, like after you recite each verse.
I had stepped away from the computer for a minute. Could you tell me what we're reciting?
Okay, Fatiha. Al-Fatiha.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Repeat after me, please. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Ar-Rahmanirrahim.
Ar-Rahmanirrahim.
Try to connect Ar-Rahman with Ar-Rahim. If you look at the verse number 1, if you look at it, you will find out that Ar-Rahman is connected to Ar-Rahim and there is no separation. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
MashaAllah. Go on to the next one.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakallahu khairan. Try to repeat this after me, the first word. Alhamdulillahi. Alhamdulillahi.
Alhamdulillahi. Alhamdulillahi. Alhamdulillahi.
If you look at it, you will find that A-L-H. Al-Alhamdu. I heard it close to R. Arhamdu. Alhamdu. Alhamdu. Just try to repeat this. Alhamdu. Alhamdu.
Alhamdu. Alhamdu. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakallahu khairan. Say Rabbil Alameen.
Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen.
رب العالمين.
جزاك الله خيرا. That's good. Go to the next one, please. الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن الرحيم.
ما شاء الله. You did a good job. And try to connect الرحمن to الرحيم the same way. And I would like you just to repeat this after me. نرحيم نرحيم نرحيم. Again, نرحيم
نرحيم نرحيم نرحيم.
You got it. So that is the connection between الرحمن and الرحيم. So you started this way. الرحمن الرحيم. Try to catch this with me. الرحمن الرحيم. Go on.
الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن الرحيم.
ما شاء الله. Look at the way he made it. Perfect. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah says in the Quran, I have made the Quran easy for people to recite, to practice, to live by, easy for everybody. Whatever your language is, Quran is very easy for everybody. 9 million Muslims around the world can recite the Quran from their heart, from cover to cover, without any mistakes. And by the way, like, a good number of them are not Arabs, but they memorize Quran. It's easy for everybody. Thank you, Brother Jamal. You did a good job. Go to the next one, please.
Maliki Yawm al-Din. Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Jazakallahu khaira. Now we want to stress on the last word. يوم الدين. The first one you did it in a good way. مالكي يومي. But the last one, يوم الدين. يوم الدين.
مالكي يوم الدين. مالكي يوم الدين.
جزاك الله خيرا. Stick with this. And thank you very much, Sister Laila. You are helping me a lot for this writing. Go to the next one, please.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد. Just try to pronounce it this way. إياك نعبد.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
ما شاء الله. Now let's repeat the last part. نعبد وإياك نستعين. Again. نعبد وإياك نستعين.
نعبد وإياك نستعين. نعبد وإياك نستعين.
You should wait a little bit when you pronounce إياك, the first one and the second one. If you say إياك very quick, so this is not the right way. You should say إياك نعبد, and the second one, وإياك نستعين. So it's this way. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Okay, go on.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
جزاك الله خيرا. The last one I would like to listen to it again. وإياك نستعين. وإياك نستعين. نستعين.
وإياك نستعين. وإياك نستعين.
جزاك الله خيرا. Go to the next one.
اهدين الصراط المستقيم. اهدين الصراط المستقيم.
Try to repeat after me. اهدين الصراط. اهدين الصراط.
اهدين الصراط المستقيم.
اهدين الصراط. اهدين. Try to to pronounce ha. Ihdina. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim.
Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. اهدينا الصراط المستقيم.
Now the connection between صراط and مستقيم. There is no separation. So you say الصراط المستقيم. الصراط المستقيم. So you pronounce it this way. اهدينا الصراط المستقيم. Go on.
اهدينا الصراط المستقيم. اهدينا الصراط المستقيم.
جزاك الله خيرا. That's very good. Go on.
صراط الدين أنعمت عليهم. صراط الدين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين. Just try to repeat this. صراط الذين. صراط الذين.
صراط الذين. صراط الذين.
There is no separation. You pronounce them as one word. صراط الذين. صراط الذين. One more time please.
صراط الذين. صراط الذين.
You got it. ما شاء الله. Listen to that. That's perfect. And you recite this five times a day, each prayer and for sunnah. So ما شاء الله. So when you work on that, it will stay in your mind in that way, inshallah. Go on to the next
one.
Try to repeat after me. Al-maghdubi. Al-maghdubi. Al-maghdubi.
Al-maghdubi. Al-maghdubi.
جزاك الله خيرا. And then when you say ولا الضالين, if you look at the ayah number 7, you will see the way it is written in English. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. When you look at it, guys, you will find that we have 6a. If you look at the last word, walabba, after bubble d, we have how many a's? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you have to prolong that 6 times. And then lean, L-E-E-N. So here only 2 times. So I made it this way so you can fix the lengthening of that letter. So Brother Jamal, could you recite this again? The last one. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. ما شاء الله. Thank you very much. You did a good job, and now, inshallah, you need maybe 3 times more, and then after that, you will have it, inshallah, in your mind in a perfect way. Sister Anita, I would like to listen to the last ayah, only the last ayah, because I have a comment about only the last one. So could you recite it for us, please?
Inshallah. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. ما شاء الله. You did a good job for the lengthening for the last word. But I still have like some concern about the an'amta ayn. I would like to hear the ayn from you because I heard it before and I don't know why now it's not clear. An'amta alayhim. Could you repeat this after me, please? Jazakallahu khaira. Now you can continue and you can start from غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا Dalin. And I really cannot count that with my fingers because I'm using both of my hands, one to hold the microphone and the other to hold the F9 key.
That's okay, but mashallah, you did it very well. Mashallah, your recitation is very good, but as I told you before, even if you feel that you have no problem to recite any surah, having a group of people to recite Quran is important. Why? Even for someone who learned how to recite Quran 10 years ago, for example, and after now, he didn't have a chance to recite with people, and he recited on his own. If he had a group and recite with them, he will find out that he forgot some rules. So being as a group here is the perfect way to keep the way of recitation. And if I have some problem, someone will correct me, and if that has a problem, so that's the way it goes. And I have some experience with that. Like when I sit with a group of people and they had learned the Quran like 15 years ago, but they didn't have a chance to recite before someone, and they are just satisfied with reading Quran on their own. Sometimes they forgot something. That's really what happened. So Sister Salma, can you recite now? And as we said, like one ayah at a time.
I don't want you to tag nothing for me. Assalamu alaikum. I like to recite the Fatiha myself.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم Sirat lajina anna amta alayhim Grail Magdubi alayhim walaladin.
Thank you very much, brother. MashaAllah. That was good, but you need to practice more. So could you follow the the way it's written now? Can you see it? And inshallah we'll start from the first ayah, and then you can repeat after me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The first, let's divide this into two parts. So, بسم الله.
بسم الله.
بسم الله.
بسم الله.
الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Can you say الرحيم؟
اللهيم.
الرحيم. الرحيم.
الرحيم.
Can you just pronounce this word? حيم. حا. حا. حا.
حيم. آه. حا. حيم.
ما شاء الله. You got it. رحيم. رحيم. Brother Yusuf. رحيم. Rahim. Brother Yusuf, do you hear me? Are you around? Maybe he has a problem with the microphone, so Sister Salma can start inshallah. Recite ayah at a time.
I'm back, Bob. I heard you loud and clear. My mic got turned off for a second, inshallah.
Okay, brother. So can you repeat after me? Ar-Rahman Ir-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ir-Rahim.
Connect Ar-Rahman to Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ir-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ir-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ir-Rahim. I'm trying, brother.
You got it this time, mashallah. Thank you, brother. Very good. So, the next one.
Alhamdulillah, Lirbir Alameen.
So, if you go to ayah, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Brother Yusuf, are you online?
Alhamdulillah.
Rabbil Alameen.
Rabbil Alameen.
Rabbi. Rabbi.
I'm having difficulties with my microphone. I'm going to have to back out for a minute and try something else. I'll come back to you a little later on, inshallah.
Inshallah, jazakumullah khaira. But mashallah, you have a very strong will, and we need to go over the ayat, so inshallah, you can recite it in a perfect way. Sister Salma, you can start the first ayah, and sorry for inconvenience.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahi. When you say Bismillahi, that is not a perfect one. Bismillahi. Bismillahi.
Bismillahi Rahman Irrahim.
Ar-Rahman Irrahim. The same comment. You connect Ar-Rahman to Ar-Rahim without no space. الرحمن الرحيم نرحيم نرحيم. I'm stressing on the connection now. نرحيم. MashaAllah, your recitation is very good, but we need to work on something.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
You got it. MashaAllah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Go on.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
رب العالمين. رب العالمين.
رب العالمين.
رب العالمين. العالمين. العالمين.
رب العالمين.
Go on.
الرحمن الرحيم.
ما شاء الله. Go on, please. That's very good.
مالك يوم الدين.
Go on.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
جزاك الله خيرا. Try to stress on the إياك. If you look at ayah number 5, you will see we have double Y. إياك. إياك. And the second one also. وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Go on.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
I'd like to hear اهدنا. اهدنا.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
ما شاء الله, you have a good pronunciation. Go on.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. Can you repeat after me? أنعمت عليهم. أنعمت عليهم.
أنعمت عليهم.
أنعمت. أنعمت عليهم.
أنعمت عليهم.
That's perfect. غير المغضوب عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
Try to say it this way. مغضوبي. مغضوبي. To make it perfect and excellent. مغضوبي.
مغضوبي.
مغضو. مغضوبي. مغضوبي.
مغضوبي.
Can you pronounce مغ 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 مغ
مغ؟
Can you say أغ أغ؟ That letter comes from the throat. أغ أغ
أغ أغ.
This is GH. GH means غيري. غيري. And مغضوبي. مغضوبي. So start with غيري. غيري.
غير المغضوبي.
ما شاء الله. You got the second one, but the first one was not as good. I heard المغضوبي from you, but the first one was not clear. So can you say it and try to be relaxed? غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
ما شاء الله. That's good. And then you say ولا الضالين and six times as it mentioned before.
ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. And when you say ولا الضالين. ضالين. The L is double L at the end. Like when you look at the text. ولا الضالين.
ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. So who's next? MashaAllah, your recitation is very good. And you should be, you should study and learn Quran, inshallah, because you can read Quran in a good way. And mashallah, in the future, you can teach to others, because the way you recite Quran is very clear, mashallah. Thank you. So who's next, inshallah? I think we are done with the first hour, so I would like the moderator, Sister Rehab, are you around? So I would like to check to see how many people are around can read from the Mus'haf. So can you give us something? Can you show the audience the last something from the first juz, like Al-Baqarah, the first or the second or the third page, whatever, in Arabic text, please. So now I'm going to like to check to see how many people can read Arabic, so we can have another session to start right away and to teach the rules of Tajweed, because you got to be familiar with the Arabic letters to be able to learn the rules, and that will make it very easy for you. So we are waiting for the surah, the Arabic text. So anyone can read Arabic here, please type yes. No one should spend time to review with himself, just try to practice. I remember like 4 years ago, I had a brother from Mali, and he refused to read at the beginning, and he said, I haven't read for a long time. And then I said, okay, so just try to practice, just try to recite one ayah, one verse. And then he said, okay, just only one verse. And after he did the one verse, I said, why don't you go on? And after that, he found himself like going on and feeling comfortable to recite Quran. And after that, I left to my country for like 1 year, and he was taking the responsibility to teach people here, because during the year I spent with him, he became a teacher, alhamdulillah. And now like his job is to recite Quran and to enjoy reciting Quran, and he's a professor in his university. So never give up, or never say, I have to do that on my own. There is nothing to be worried about, or to be embarrassed. You are doing a job, like you are reciting for the sake of Allah. Think about it this way. And also, if you have some troubles when you recite Quran, you are receiving a double reward. One, the first one because you are reciting Quran, and the second one because it's hard for you. So Allah multiplies the reward for you. So think about that. And also you encourage people to recite. So if you are familiar with the Arabic letters, just try to go on and read. And the rest is my job, and Allah inshallah will support us. So who would like to start first? Brother Muttaqoon, are you around? Okay. I'll give you time, people, maybe 1 minute. Just go over it very quick, and no one care if they hear the mistakes. Just try to do your best. Just try to do your best. Would you like me to recite it first, and after that, what do you think? MashaAllah, that's very good. Go on, please, sister, and try to be close to the microphone.
ذلك الذي تبلى ربا فيه سوبا لمتقين.
Go on, mashallah, you did a good job. Go on till the ayah number 5, okay? Mashallah, you recite Arabic. That's good.
Okay. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْقَابِ وَيُقِيمُونَ مُنَصَّرِينَ ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك
MashaAllah, go on.
Okay. مَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَوْلَى إِلَى أَلَّا هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ
MashaAllah, you did a good job, and I have a question for you. How long have you been trying to recite from the Arabic script? Assalamu alaikum. Do you hear me? Like, how many months or how many years have you been trying to recite the Arabic? MashaAllah. And how many surah can you read? Oh, Sister Aisha, MashaAllah. So I think you can, inshallah, move to the second, the intermediate class, because we can start reading Arabic, and that will make the job easy for me and you as well, inshallah. جزاك الله خيرا and إن شاء الله Allah will help you to practice and to read more and more. Now I would like to listen to Brother Mu'min. We haven't heard you from long time. Where are you? Yeah, you're still here. So go ahead, brother, and just try to make your best. Read the first five or one ayah, one verse if you want, if you will. Okay, go ahead. The voice is not clear. Could you have it louder? So while he's working on his mic, Sister Rahab may start, if you like. Brother Mu'min, are you ready now?
Yes, I am. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم ينفقون يوقنون.
ما شاء الله. Your pronunciation is very clear, like I can feel it. So Sister Rehab, could you switch to the next page, please? So Brother Mu'min, could you scroll down to ayah number 30 and start from that?
Okay. وَإِذَا قَالَ رَبُّكَ للملائكته is that right?
Yeah, that's all right.
للملائكته in I don't know how to pronounce. How do you say that?
إني جاعل.
Okay. إني جاعل في الأرض جالسا خليفة is that?
Yeah, that's correct. خليفة. So I think now I know that you can read the Arabic text, mashallah. So you can move to the intermediate class, inshallah. MashaAllah, jazakallah khaira. And subhanallah, your pronunciation is very good, perfect. So you told me how many surah you had before, but I don't remember. Are they like 20 or how many? From Juz Amma. Okay. Thank you very much, brother. May have some of somebody, like maybe Sister Rehab, to have the minutes to because I forgot how many people can recite Arabic now. And at the end, you can just remind me. Thank you. Sister Anita. So inshallah you can start from the first ayah, just the first five ayahs, or maybe one or two. Just I want to make sure that you can pronounce the Arabic letters. It doesn't matter if you make mistakes or not. Go ahead, please. You can just recite the first, the first two ayah. That's very simple. So can you make it? Just show to me that you can identify these letters. and you know how to just work on that. And from that, I can have some idea about how many people will be in the other class, so I can start teaching others from the Mus'haf. Go ahead, please, Sister Anita. Everybody is requesting to have you to recite. I'm sure you will do it, but if you don't like, so it's up to you. So who's going to recite next, inshallah? Brother Muttaqun, are you around? Brother Muttaqun? Sister Salma, would you like to recite? So you never read Arabic before? Servant of Allah, can you read Arabic? Okay, you can go ahead and try. Just the first 5 or 3 ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah. You can see that on the web. May someone help him to be able to see the surah we have now in Arabic font. Are there anybody around who can help him? If you have your own Mus'haf, brother, so you can just open it on the first page on your right, Surah Al-Fatiha, on your left, Surah Al-Baqarah, and just you can start from that. Yes. We don't have any time to waste, and I would like to have someone to recite so I can make my decision to have the next, like intermediate class or not. We have a nickname, Sadar. Can you read Arabic? Brother Mu'min already did it, so Alhamdulillah, he can read Arabic.
Alright, bro.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Zalika al-kitabu la rayba fi. Hudan lil-muttaqin. Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghaybi. ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
ما شاء الله. So if you go to ayah number 30 or 25 and try to recite it. Yeah, go to ayah number 25 please.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جَنَّةٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ رِزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
Jazakallah khaira. That's good. So, mashallah, you recite Arabic now. I would like to mention something to Sister Layla. The second class for intermediate, they will not beautify their voice when they recite Quran. But what we are going to do is just to have them familiar to pronounce the Arabic word and to say the ayah, to recite the ayah, but not to beautify their voice. So the only concern I have now is for any woman who can recite Quran, reading the Quran in Arabic, and after they have the rules of Tajweed, so they will be able to beautify their voice. But I'm trying to get another class to teach Quran in Arabic. So far I heard like two brothers and one sister Aisha. So I think she can read Arabic, but not that good, but she's trying to do her best.
I'll go. Should I finish up where Brother Sheridan started? Are you finished?
Brother Asim, would you like to recite Quran, inshallah, from the Arabic text we have now? One who loves all is a sister, not a brother. So try to make it very clear for everybody. Like any woman here wants to read Quran from the Arabic text, she will not pick up the microphone and recite in public. Is that correct? Because this is not the advanced class, just to recite the Arabic. So how many brothers are here can read Quran from the Mus'haf? Please say yes. And Brother Jamal too? So we still have like 10 minutes. So I would like brothers who are around to recite from the Arabic text you have on the web. I heard Brother Mu'min. I didn't hear Brother Muttaqun. Brother Muttaqun, are you around? He's not around. Brother Jamal, would you like to practice and read some Arabic letters? Like you can read from the Mus'haf. Like if you have the Mus'haf in front of you, open Surah, the first page, Surah Al-Baqarah, and then just go ahead and recite. And I will be listening to you, inshallah. That's my name. Are you calling me or someone else? Keep please, brother. Please go ahead. And I can see like someone from the site of Sheikh Salim like to join and recite. Start from wherever in front of you. Alhamdulillah, I have the Quran in my heart. So just I want to see that you read the Quran. I just want to check and to make sure that you read the Quran from the Arabic text, and I want to see how you recite the Quran. Because if you recite the Quran in a like a perfect way, so we may have an advanced class for people who recite the Quran and they need to have the Tajweed rules right away.
السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الإسلام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم أولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخادعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب عظيم بما كانوا يكذبون وإن قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواجهم مطهرة ولهم فيها خالدون
جزاكم الله خيرا. Thank you. ما شاء الله. You recite. How long have you been reciting in Arabic? MashaAllah. So, are you familiar with Tajweed rules? Any of them? Because if I have you in the intermediate class, you will not get any help from that, because the intermediate class is for someone who can read the Arabic letters. But he has no idea how to recite. So by being familiar with the Arabic letters, so I will try to have them to recite. And most of the time to repeat after me the Arabic words. So the intermediate level will be very close to the beginners. But the difference is the beginners is for those who cannot read Arabic, and the intermediate is for those who read Arabic. But you will not get any help from that, but you need a lot of help in terms of the Tajweed rules. So if you like to have a class for you, so I don't mind. What do you think? I would like to see how many brothers are around, and they have the same level as Brother Asim. I hope so, but from my experience, I have like many Pakistanian people around me, like people from Pakistan, and not all of them can read Arabic. You can see few. So I would like to have a class for that level, but as you mentioned today, most of guys don't have their mic, and there is no way to tell. So we still have maybe, I'll give you 5 minutes more. for anyone who wants to come forward and to show me how he reads Arabic, if they can do. Brother servant, how long have you read Arabic? So, could you start from ayah number 15 now?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في جحيمهم يعمهون
Go on please.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما رجت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين
Just try just to continue till I'll send a message asking you to stop.
مثلهم كمثل الذين استوقد نارا فلما عدات ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وطرقهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون أو كسيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من السواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين
MashaAllah. So, do you have any problem to read from any other part of the Mus'haf? Like, if you open the Mus'haf in the middle, do you have a copy with you now?
Yeah, I have Quran Karima here.
So, open any page in the middle, wherever, and then just go on and read.
أرض ثم انظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين قل للمن ما في السماوات والأرض قل لله كتب على نفسه الرحمة ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه الذين خسروا أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون
جزاك الله خيرا you can join the same level as brother Asim inshallah do we have any other brother here can read the same way Sister Layla, do you think Brother Mutaqoon can read the same way as these brothers, or he is the same level as Brother Mu'min? So, inshallah, for Brother Servant of Allah and Brother Asim, he just left. No, he's still around. We will have a class to start with the Tajweed role.